keep it real.
I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Check it out.
Jesus, the notorious just. Please us with your lyrical.
Okay, welcome back. It's episode 10 of the podcast, which means that it's now been 10 full weeks of self-quarantine in the age of COVID-19 across the U.S. I'm a dad in Northern Virginia with my 7-year-old son, Logan, who's in first grade. We're just documenting our experience. Logan, what's the name of this podcast?
The Logan Podcast.
Did you ever think that we would hit 10 episodes of our podcast?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
How were you so sure that we would make it to episode 10?
Because I knew I was going to do this for a couple times.
But 10 times?
Yeah.
Well, I am glad that you had quiet confidence in your consistency and the ability to continue this exercise. It's been fun. It's been interesting. This weekend, of course, is Memorial Day weekend. Things are a little bit different. Usually try to spend a little time outdoors, maybe take a quick trip to the shore. But this year, we're pretty much staying put. But hope everyone out there is enjoying the extended weekend, which is different. But hope people are getting to take a little bit of time off if you're able to, and just enjoy a little bit of a break and a little bit of a breather from just the new normal that is. Logan, how was your week?
Good.
What do you mean by good?
Because it was fun.
What was so fun about it?
That we took lots of walks and stayed inside and eat food.
Was there anything in particular that you liked eating this week?
Steak.
That's cool. Daddy has actually perfected the art of making steak at home. And by making steak at home, I'm talking if you give me just a standard piece of meat, doesn't have to be anything special. I prefer a ribeye, but if you give me any kind of frying pan, a toaster oven, I can give you a medium/medium well done steak cooked to perfection that I think rivals most of what you could get at a decent steakhouse. So yeah, it's, some people call that the dark arts of cooking because it's, you know, you cut some corners, but if you understand the technique and if you understand a little bit of the science behind how you make food and how food gets prepared, you can actually do a lot of damage in a standard home kitchen without special tools, without special devices. And there's something I really like about that. How do you like the end result, Logan?
Good.
I guess you haven't really been to a steakhouse, so there isn't a whole lot for you to compare it to, but you'll have to take Daddy's word for it. It actually does taste pretty good, and I think a bit better than what you're going to get at most places.
Okay.
Logan, this week I thought we would take some time for you maybe to ask Daddy any questions you might have. Do you have any questions for Daddy?
Maybe.
Maybe anything that you've been curious about or anything that you're interested in.
What would you do if the Logan Podcast went viral?
What would I do if the Logan Podcast went viral? Well, first of all, that's an interesting question. I guess I would continue to support your dreams, assuming that you want the Logan Podcast to go viral. So I'll throw that back to you. Would you want to continue doing the Logan Podcast?
No.
Well, then you've made Daddy's answer simple. Even if it went viral, if Logan doesn't want to do it, then I also don't want to do it.
What will be the first thing you eat after coronavirus stops?
I think I would actually really like to have either some Japanese food or some pho?
Gee. If you had a lot of money, what would you do with it?
Probably invest it.
And I hear that answer from Daddy a lot.
What do you mean?
You say to invest and save a lot.
Yeah, because we got to be smart with our financial resources. And that's one of the things that Daddy personally wishes he had a better handle of when I was your age. But I'm glad that you're able to at least understand and think about some of those concepts early on.
Since you said that you will save and invest, if you had a lot of money and you could only spend it on stuff, what would it be?
So you're saying I'm not allowed to invest it. I'm only allowed to spend it?
Yeah.
I think I would probably... buy Minecraft packs for my children.
Yay!
Just kidding. That's a joke.
Aww.
This is a tough one, Logan, because I think there are like some small things, you know, just like regular stuff. You know, maybe I would buy myself a electric car. I would buy myself a pair of running shoes. But I don't know. For the most part, I'm pretty happy with what I have. And I like experiences more than anything else. So I think actually that's Daddy's answer. I would probably look at booking a lot of travel packages so we could go around the world, experience things, show you guys places that Daddy's been to that you all haven't been. And also introduce you to some of the food in different parts of the world that I know you're excited to try. So yeah, you helped me figure it out. I would definitely book a bunch of different travel packages that we can take.
If I were to answer that question, I would basically buy everything.
What's everything?
Bunch of toys and stuff.
Well, you'll look back maybe and change your answer, but I believe that you're honest.
Yay! If you lived in a different state that's going very bad for coronavirus and you lived in that state, what would you do?
Well, actually, Logan, even though you posed that question as a hypothetical question, Virginia is actually one of the states in the U.S. that currently has higher rates of infection. So I don't have to imagine it because it's happening right now. So are you asking me what state that would be or what I would do in that situation?
What you would do in that situation.
So yeah, I mean, we are in that situation. So what I would do is continue to practice social distancing, spend a bit more time at home, be careful about how and how often we go outside, basically just for necessary reasons like grocery shopping, things like that, and just keep our distance from people and wash our hands a lot. Basically continue to do what we're doing. And I know it's frustrating, but that's the reality.
Okay.
What else, Logan? This is your chance to ask Dad all the questions you've ever wanted to ask.
Okay.
Well, maybe next time then. You'll have another chance, I'm sure. Have you heard of a SWOT analysis, Logan?
No.
A SWOT analysis basically is it's a framework for thinking about an idea or a business, and it's how you can evaluate something. SWOT stands for strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat. If you think about things in those four lanes, it can help you better understand the current situation strategically. So if you were to do like a SWOT analysis for Daddy, so we'll start with the S, right? What are Daddy's strengths?
Carrying me?
That's a good strength. What is a weakness that Daddy has?
Carrying me when I'm big. You can't carry me that much since you're used to.
That's really interesting. So you're saying that a strength of Daddy's is carrying you, but then simultaneously a weakness is that Daddy can't carry you for a long time because I'm getting older and weaker?
And I'm getting bigger and stronger.
Interesting. Okay, I will accept that. What is an opportunity that you think Daddy has, like an opportunity for growth or an opportunity for improvement?
for Daddy to improve his running skills.
Okay. I guess we can all stand to be a bit faster. Man, Logan, you're rough, man. And what is a threat? So by threat, we just mean something that poses a risk to Daddy, or a risk to Daddy's continued growth or success. What's a threat to Daddy?
What does a threat mean?
So, like a threat, like something that may stop Daddy from doing what he wants, or stop Daddy from improving, something that will make Daddy not feel good. So, what do you think is a threat?
Eating junk food?
But Daddy doesn't eat a lot of junk food. But I would agree that if Daddy did eat a lot of junk food, that would be a threat.
Okay.
Anything else?
Not really.
There are always threats, Logan. And if we don't see them, that doesn't mean they don't exist.
Everyone has a threat, though, right? And the main threat right now is the coronavirus.
Okay. Way to bring it around full circle, buddy. So yeah, that was your first experience with a SWOT analysis. How did that go?
Okay.
Should we do a SWOT analysis for Logan?
No.
I'm gonna do it. So what is a strength that Logan has? And by Logan, I mean you.
My strength is to play with my stuffies and make new things out of Legos.
It's a great strength. What is a weakness that you have?
Maybe not exercising.
But you do exercise.
Okay.
Any other weaknesses that you think you have?
Not really.
Okay. What is an opportunity that you have?
What does that mean?
So an opportunity means like something that you can do to improve, or also something that is a growth area, something that you can continue to help yourself grow in or become better at. So what is an opportunity that you have?
Drinking milk.
In order to do what?
Grow.
Okay, so growing is your growth opportunity. Okay, fine. What is a threat that you face?
Daddy.
Why do you consider Daddy a threat?
Because sometimes he's mean.
That's not true. What? Give me an example. What do you mean Daddy's mean?
Because sometimes he doesn't let us play video games.
You know what? Daddy's going to continue to be a threat. So I don't know what else to say about that, buddy. Sorry. Anything else you would like to share this week?
No.
So we won't take too much more time today, because it is Memorial Day weekend, and we do want to spend a little bit of time outside, yeah?
Yeah.
Any requests for this summer?
Maybe see if the pool is getting opened, and so we get to swim in the pool sometimes, since we haven't been going in water very much since Goldfish Swimming School closed. So maybe the pool will open.
Yeah, I mean, more so than even the pool opening, we just need to continue to monitor the situation. And yeah, hopefully we'll find ways to do things that are fun and also safe. We'll see what happens. So how should we end this week's podcast, Mr. Logan?
How we usually end the podcast.
And how do we usually end the podcast?
Stay safe, stay sane, and wash your hands.
Sounds good to me. Why mess with what's working, right?
Yeah.
All right. Stay safe, stay sane,
and wash your hands. Bye. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. Eh. Bye. Keep it real.
I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Jesus, the notorious just. Please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk 'em.